everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. He overcame horrific abuse and was left for dead at the age of 5. His story, documented in his book and subsequent movie, The Victor Mark Story. God would heal, restore, deliver, and set free, and then use Victor to do the same with incarcerated youth across this nation or anywhere God would lead, to be a lifeline of hope to those crushed by life, and more importantly, those without Christ. And now, in his latest endeavor, he and beautiful wife, Eileen, are embarking to help, heal, rescue, and restore those that have been ravaged by the trauma of war, and in the most dangerous of places, Iraq, of the region's most dangerous terrorists, ISIS. Here to share that story and more in an NRB 2019 convention special is founder of All Things Possible Ministries, multiple testimony guest, friend, and brother and sister in Christ, Victor and Eileen Marks. Victor and Eileen, welcome to Testimony.
Well, thank you so much.
First of all, it's great to be interviewing you face-to-face in what may be your greatest assignment ever. Victor, please tell us that story.
Well, you know, our mission at ATP Ministries is to rescue and restore the hearts and minds of children, women, and families that have been affected by trauma. And the Lord has led us to one of the hotbeds of horrific trauma, both physically, emotionally, and, of course, spiritually, in such a dark place as Iraq and Syria. So the privilege of going into Iraq, I think 9 times down the last 4 years, to where we actually had to get a home. We got 2 homes there, and be able to see children come out of ISIS territory, orphans whose parents were killed. We were able to take someone to our home and help them with medical issues, their mind, their heart. And as of last week, we just completed our first orphanage in southern Iraq. So we're very excited to be able to share with people really what God is doing there.
That is phenomenal. Tell us one of the most significant stories and lives that have been changed because you've been there.
You know, I think one of them that comes to mind is a little girl that had no name because her mother was shot when they were leaving, trying to run out of Mosul during the fighting, and her mother was fully pregnant. And the little girl had to hide underneath her mom's dress because she didn't know what to do. And our associate team was able to observe her from a few hundred yards away, and they end up planning and executing one of the most well-documented rescue missions of this little girl under gunfire. And it's been seen on all the networks and all over social media. It was Dave Eubank and Free Burma Rangers. So when Dave rescued her, we were able to have the privilege to bring her into our home. The trauma was so extreme, she couldn't talk. She was on a daze, and this was for weeks, and you couldn't touch her. It was so sad. And it was through our children who were staying with us in Iraq at the time at our home. They were blowing bubbles, and the little girl started watching them blow bubbles, and then she smiled. And next thing we knew, out of nowhere, she starts talking again. And we were like, oh my gosh, get bubbles. So we call it bubble therapy. And this sweet little angel, we end up finding out her name, Demura, which means teardrop. And we were able to find family and aunt and place her with her family. And to this day, we still keep in contact with her. So that is it's a miracle from God, because there were actually other children right there with her that didn't make it. They were shot and killed by ISIS. So we have, so many stories. We've helped so far a little over 32,000 children with trauma in the region. And we thank God for the opportunity.
Wow, and how exactly have you done that? Walk our listener through the process, how you ended up being there. Who is protecting you and your children while you're there? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we have security teams that we put together, both a mixture of Muslims, Arabs, and Christians. And we have armored vehicles. We had to get accustomed to wearing body armor in war zones, and we carry weapons. And I know for some people that's a little much, but I'm married to a black belt who can shoot an AK.
All right, Eileen.
So, you know, our point is we were not there to fight, but if you're recovering a child whose parents were just killed.
Take a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Victor Marks, founder of All Things Possible Ministries. This obviously is not an easy topic. Victor, the victim of horrific abuse as a child, later as an adult, having to overcome PTSD. He's a world champion martial artist, so many giftings, so many talents, helping youth across this nation. And now, by God's divine providence, he has sent Victor and Eileen into one of the most horrific places imaginable to save youth whose parents have either been killed or they have been victims of horrific abuse themselves. Understandably, this is not an easy topic. But what I want to say to you, Victor, right now is you received a mandate from God.
Yeah.
Because if you hadn't, I don't know how you could go into that region, how dangerous it is, without knowing that God is behind you, with you, for you, surrounding you, protecting you.
Yeah.
It was his idea that you go in there, and the fruits are what we're hearing about today.
Yeah.
That is incredible. So on a practical level, how do you bring these traumatized children to
healing.
Even healing.
Right? It's Eileen. Why don't you tell them about the lion and the lamb? Because it was your idea.
Well, when we first went in there, we noticed that there were a lot of children that are now displaced because of ISIS running through their home. So when we left this, we've got to be able to do something for these children. Because not only have they been fed messages that Americans are bad, but Americans don't care about them. So God gave us this idea to create a lion and lamb that has music in their culture that soothes them. That
a little toy, a little stuffed
it's
animal.
It's a lion and lamb stuffed animal that creates calmness specific to their language and then prayers in their language. So when we first started delivering it, the response was enormous because these kids have nothing.
Yeah.
But these little toys, the language and the audio sound was created to fill the tent. So it's not just the children, but the families. The siblings are listening to soothing music and prayers.
Biblical,
wow.
Scriptural prayers. What I think what's shocking to us is in the beginning when we were handing these out, they would look at us, they'd touch them, and then some of them wanted to give them back because they didn't know they could keep them.
Right.
That's how, like, horrific it is. So
no love.
No love. And hope. Actually, people can help us because the hardest part about doing it is we never have enough. We went into one camp, and I'll never forget, we drive in, we have our armored vehicles, we get our stuff, because there's actually ISIS kids and families in some of these camps. It's just part of the culture, what's happening there. But
right.
One kid looked at me, and he flipped me off. We actually took a picture of it. I put it in my book. It was the funniest thing because he was, like, so angry. Well, we knew we were going to be dealing with ISIS families that day. We handed out over 3,000 Lion and Lamb life packs, little backpacks where these kids could take these home. That changed the whole camp. You see, we're able to change the mindset of the children who are angry because we're there. And when they receive this, they're saying, why do you love us? You're supposed to be the great evil, but you love us. Because love does overcome hate. And we've seen it again and again. We've been shot at, mortared. We had to hide for 3 days in Iraq because ISIS. And yet, the Lord has called us to continue. And not only there, in other parts of the world, but another thing Eileen came up with was dignity kits for girls.
I love that.
Right?
Practical needs. It's another way to say you're valued and you're loved.
to see the smiles of girls getting essential things that young ladies need.
Because they're not dignified in that region. They're considered less than dogs. The things done to children and women in that region, from my research, are horrific.
In some circles and groups, it varies. It does vary in different tribes. But overall, definitely, women are not equal. Girls are not equal. And when we build value in them by showing them how much we love them because God loves them, that can change mindsets. So people go, what's next? They ask, President Trump said, ISIS is over. And we'll say this, because we're boots on the ground. Here's the reality. ISIS has lost the caliphate. Mm-hmm. They've lost their towns and land, which is critical. But there's still 30 to 40,000 fighters in the region. They've blended back into the public, except the foreign fighters who have been caught, captured, or killed. And they're waiting. ISIS is not going away. You know, we're writing a book to really give people true insight on what we can do. We were at a meeting with a think tank in D.C. and we told them how a senior Islamic leader took us to a group of persecuted Christians, the same leader who signed al-Baghdadi's certificate of Islamic law. They called me a liar. They said, we don't believe you. And I just sat there quiet, like, well, I could care less.
Right.
I'm not here to impress you. But this person was an American think tank in D.C. who's an expert on Islamic counterterrorism. And I looked at him like, so you don't believe me? And then they said this on their own. Eileen is my witness. Mm-hmm. They go, but then again, I've never been to Iraq. And I've never met an Islamic leader like you have. And they're making decisions and policies for our country. So it shows you how bureaucracy has, you know, is upside down. But we're writing the book to really be able to tell people this is how. And when I say we, I've got some of the world's best on the ground experts who've been doing this for years, have lived among them, know the tribes, know the Shia, know the Sunni, know the geopolitical issues, because we have to change our approach. You can't kill an ideology. But what you can do is kill the right people who are pushing it and then love those who are susceptible to it. That's the key.
I'm reminded of that scripture, Hosea 4:6, that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Washington needs to learn what's going on and get behind your ministry and people like you that are actually out there making a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Victor and Eileen Marks, founders of All Things Possible Ministries, author, speaker, filmmaker, martial arts expert, and so much more. You can learn more about Victor's work, ministry, and mission by visiting victormarks.com and get involved, get informed, and be a part of supporting a ministry that is rescuing the abandoned children of abuse and trauma, and you will be blessed and rewarded that you did. Victor and Eileen, it has been a great personal joy for me to bring you on testimony, sharing about the critical lives of so many that you are helping to heal and restore physically, spiritually, mentally, and in every way. Your life and life's work is proof that nothing is impossible with God. Full restoration and healing, along with wife Eileen, to the children of ISIS truly is magnificent.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Victor. Victor and Eileen.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we hope to have you back real soon.
You bet.
God bless. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.